Ayrım 13.
The Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien. Prepared for radio in 13 episodes by Brian Sibley. With Ian Holm, Michael Horton, Robert Stevens, and John LeMessurier. Episode 3, adapted by Brian Sibley and Michael Bakewell. The Knife in the Dark.
I have seen them, Frodo. I have seen them here in the village. The Black Riders.
Merry. What is it, Mr. Merry?
Are you all right?
Yes, but I've seen the Riders.
I found him, sir.
Go on, Nob.
Well, sir, Mr. Butterbur sent me out with a lantern. I thought I could see something in the road. It looked as if two men were stooping over something, lifting it.
Yes.
I gave a shout, but when I got up to the spot, there was no sign of them, only Mr. Brandybuck. He seemed to be asleep. And when I shook him, he said, I thought I had fallen into deep water.
I don't remember what I said. I went to pieces. I don't know what came over me.
I do. It was the black breath.
Who are you?
It's all right, Merry. This is Strider. He's a friend of Gandalf's. I will explain later.
Tell us what happened from the beginning.
Well, I stayed indoors for an hour. And then when the others didn't come back, I went out for a stroll. I was standing looking at the stars when suddenly I shivered and felt that something horrible was creeping near. There was a sort of deeper shade among the shadows across the road. It slid away at once into the dark without a sound. I followed it as far as the last house on the road.
You have a brave heart, but it was foolish.
No, it was neither brave nor foolish. I couldn't help myself. I seemed to be drawn somehow. Then something came behind me and I fell over.
Poor Mr. Merry.
What will happen now, Strider? Will they attack the inn?
No, I think not. But you must all stay here in the parlour, and you must not go to your rooms, for they are sure to have found out which those are. We will remain together and bar this window and the door. But first, Nob and I will tell old Butterbur what's happened and fetch your luggage from the other rooms.
Well, masters, we've ruffled up the bedclothes and put a bolster down the middle of each bed in case anyone comes meddling.
And I made a nice imitation of your head, Mr. Baggins.
Nob!
No, sir. Underhill, sir, with a brown woolen mat.
Thank you, Nob.
Well, that sounds most lifelike, but what will happen once they've penetrated the disguise?
We shall see. Let us hope to hold the fort till morning.
Don't you worry, Strider. We won't let them in if they come. Well, good night to you all. Come on, Nob.
Yes, Mr. Butterbur.
Good night to you both.
Good night.
And thank you.
That night, Frodo's sleep was troubled by dreams.
Secret ring. Stand off, kind of secret.
Is it morning already?
Yes, then we must be up and gone from here without delay.
Which way are we to go, Strider?
Well, we can hardly hope to leave Bree unnoticed, but I shall try to get us lost as soon as possible. And if we once shake off pursuit, I shall make for Weathertop.
Weathertop? What's that?
It's a hill, just north of the road, about halfway from here to Rivendell. But now we must wake the others.
Yes. Yes, I feel very reluctant to leave, but I know that leave I must. Pippin, come on. Mary! Sam! Sam, time to get up!
Oh, I was having such an enjoyable dream. How about you and that absurd song of yours last night? The cow jumped over the moon, indeed. And right in the middle of my story. And then to go and disappear as well. How very ridiculous of you, Frodo.
Oh, I wish I'd been there to see it. The worthies of Bree will be discussing it 100 years hence.
I hope so, Mary. I hope so.
Well, oh, never has such a thing happened in my time.
What's the matter, Barliman?
A raid on the pony. I never thought I'd live to see the day.
Mr. Butterbur, what's happened?
Oh, Mr. Underhill, you're in greater danger than you know. Someone broke into the inn last night.
I thought you said you and your folk would watch.
We did. I hardly closed my eyes all night, but I never heard a sound. But it's a good job you weren't in your beds. They forced the windows and they slashed the bolsters. And that there brown mat that Nob made to look like Mr. Underhill's head, begging your pardon, was torn to pieces.
We must be gone at once.
But you can't.
What do you mean? Why can't we?
They broke into the stable and took every pony and horse in the place.
Oh, this is terrible.
Well, anyway, Ponies would not have helped us to escape horsemen. It is food and stores that trouble me. We cannot count on getting anything to eat between here and Rivendell. How much are you prepared to carry on your backs?
As much as we must.
Well, I can carry enough for two.
Well, can't anything be done, Mr. Butterbur? No, I mean, can't we get a couple of... or even one for the baggage? I don't suppose we could hire them, but, well... But we might be able to buy them.
Well, I doubt it, but I'll do what I can. I route out Bob and send him round as soon as maybe.
Yes, you had better do that. I'm afraid that ends all hope of our starting early and slipping away quietly.
I'm afraid so. And what a think of it, a raid on the prancing pony.
After their breakfast, the hobbits had to repack and get together further supplies for the longer journey they were now expecting. It was close on 10 o'clock before they at last got off.
Come on.
Oh, well, we've got your pony of sorts, Mr. Underhill. Well, he's a poor old half-starved creature.
Oh, how did you manage it?
Well, I'm afraid he belonged to Bill Fernie.
Who's Bill Fernie?
Oh, he's a bad man, Mr. Took, with an evil name in Breeland, and queer folk call at his house.
And what's worse, I think I saw him creep out of the inn last night after Mr. Underhill's accident. What?
Did he now? Then I guess that's who those Black Riders knew you were staying here, and which rooms you were likely to be in.
Parliament's right. It was probably Fernie who sold them news of you. He would sell anything to anybody.
Yeah. No, he sold me his pony, and for 12 silver pennies, what's more, which is at least 3 times what it's worth.
12 pennies? Oh, I don't think I can afford that.
Oh, Lord bless you, Mr. Underhill, I've paid for the pony, and I hope as Mr. Brandybuck will accept 18 pennies more as payment for his other ponies.
What? Oh, no, I couldn't, Mr. Butterbur. It's not your fault they were stolen.
Strider might not agree about that, but anyway, I insist. I promised Gandalf I'd do whatever I could for you, and so far I've done precious little to help.
And now we've delayed long enough. We must start at once. Sam, load up the pony.
Yes, Mrs. Stryer.
Well, thank you, Mr. Butterbur. Mm. I hope we shall meet again someday when things are merry once more. I should like nothing better than to stay in your house in peace for a while.
And I should like nothing better than to have you all.
If Gandalf comes, Barleyman, tell him what's happened. And that we are heading for Weathertop.
Yes.
And then to Rivendell.
Yes, I will.
Well, make sure you do. And don't let one thing drive out another this time.
No, of course not. I remember all right.
Come on, you miserable old creature. Come on, old girl.
This is where we leave the open road and take to cover.
Not a shortcut. Our last one nearly got us lost.
Ah, but you had not got Strider with you then. My cut short or long, don't go wrong.
Then why are we going the wrong way already?
Quite simply because Bill Fernie will have watched where we left the road for certain, though I don't think he will follow us himself. But it is what he may tell the others that I am afraid of. I don't suppose the riders are far away. We will double back soon enough, but if they think we've gone in this direction, so much the better.
The next day, they began to steer a steady course eastwards. All was quiet and peaceful. But on the third day out from Bree, they drew near the Midgewater marshes.
I don't like these marshes, Strider.
Nor do I, Sam. Even the rangers do not have a trail here, so we must be very careful not to lose our way. Much of Midgewater is little more than a shifting quagmire.
I'm being eaten alive. Oh, Midgewater. There are more midges than water.
What I want to know is, what do they live on when they can't get hobbits?
The next day, the fourth, was little better. But by the fifth day, they had left the straggling pools and reed beds of the marshes behind them. The land before them began steadily to rise. And away in the distance, eastward, they could see a line of hills. The highest of them had a conical top, slightly flattened at the summit.
That is Weathertop. We might reach it by noon tomorrow if we go straight towards it. I suppose we had better do so.
What do you mean?
I mean, when we do get there, it is not certain what we shall find.
Why? What do you fear?
There is, of course, a faint hope that we may meet with Gandalf there, but I'm afraid that if the riders don't find us in the wilderness, they are likely to make for Weathertop themselves.
Oh. Well, what do you advise us to do?
I think the best thing is to go straight eastward and make for the line of hills, not for Weathertop. That way we can come to Weathertop from the north and less openly. Then we shall see what we shall see.
But why haven't we seen anything of those riders if they're still after us?
They may not yet have had news of us. And not all the birds are to be trusted. And there are other spies more evil than they are.
You do make me feel uncomfortable and lonesome, Strider.
I'm sorry, Sam, but I fear there is little comfort for us at present.
Strider, did enemies make these paths to Weathertop?
No, this path was made to serve the watchtower of Amon Sul, once stood upon its top. It was burned and broken by a terrible enemy, who is now but a servant of the enemy we face. Oh. It is told that Elendil stood there watching for the coming of Gil-galad out of the west.
When was that?
Long ago, in the days of the last alliance between men and elves.
And who was Gil-galad?
Gil-galad was an elven king. Of him the harpers sadly sing. The last whose realm was fair and free between the mountains and the sea. His sword was long, his lance was keen, his shining helm afar was seen. The countless stars of heaven's field were mirrored in his silver shield. But long ago he rode away, and where he dwelleth none can say. For into darkness fell his star in Mordor, where the shadows are.
Oh, don't stop, Sam.
That's all I know. I learned it from Mr. Bilbo when I was a lad. He used to tell me tales like that, knowing how I was always one for hearing about elves.
I am learning a lot about Mr. Sam Gamgee on this journey. If we're not careful, he'll end up by becoming a wizard or a warrior.
Well, I hope not. I don't want to be neither.
Fancy old Sam knowing all that history. Well, I never learned such things.
Well, like I say, it was Mr. Bilbo who's taught me. He was mighty book-learned, was old Mr. Bilbo. And he wrote poetry. He wrote what I've just sung.
He did not make it out. It is part of the lay that is called The Fall of Gil-galad, which is in an ancient tongue. Bilbo must have translated it.
There was a lot more, all about Mordor. I didn't learn that part. It gave me the shivers. I never thought I should be going that way myself.
Going to Mordor? I hope it won't come to that.
Do not speak that name so loudly.
Sorry, Strider.
For the rest of that day, the travellers continued on their way, until they came at last to the summit of Weathertop.
Well, here we are. And very cheerless and uninviting it looks.
Mm-hmm.
There's no water and no shelter. And no sign of Gandalf. Mind you, I don't blame him for not waiting, if he ever came here.
I wonder. Even if he was a day or two behind us at Bree, he could have arrived first. He can ride very swiftly when pressed.
Wouldn't he have waited for us?
I don't know, Pippin. But what's this?
But it's only a stone.
Yes, but what do you make of these marks, Frodo?
Well, there's scratches. A stroke, a dot, and three more strokes.
It might be a sign left by Gandalf.
Ah.
Though one cannot be sure.
What would they mean if Gandalf made them?
Well, the first scratch might be the G rune for Gandalf. If so, I should say they stood for G3 and were a sign that Gandalf was here on October the 3rd. That is 3 days ago now. Mm. It would also show that he was in a hurry and danger was at hand, so that he had no time or did not dare to write anything longer or plainer.
Yes.
I guess that he was attacked on this hilltop, but with what result I cannot tell. He is here no longer, and we must now look after ourselves and make our own way to Rivendell as best we can.
How far is it to Rivendell?
It must be 12 days from here to the ford of Brynin, where the road crosses the loud water that runs out of Rivendell. In all, we have at least a fortnight's journey before us.
A fortnight? A lot may happen in that time.
Yes, it may.
Look. Get down, all of you.
What is it?
I don't know, but I fear the worst.
What do you mean?
I mean, I think it is the enemy.
Then hadn't we better clear out quick, Mr. Strider?
We must certainly decide what to do at once. We cannot reach anywhere before nightfall.
Is there no escape, then? If I move, I shall be seen and hunted, and if I stay, I shall draw them to me.
There is still hope, Frodo. We must find a dell on the hillside and camp there, and we must build a fire. These riders fear fire, and those who wield it. Fire is our friend in the wilderness.
Maybe. It is also as good a way of saying here we are as I can think of, bar shouting.
Strider, tell us of Gil-galad. Do you know any more of that old verse you spoke of?
I do indeed, Merry, and so does Frodo, for it concerns us closely.
No, I only know the little Gandalf told me. Gil-galad was the last of the great elf kings of Middle-earth. Gil-galad is starlight in their tongue. Now, with Elendil, the elf friend, he went to the land...
No. I do not think that tale should be told now, with the servants of the enemy at hand.
No. Well, then, tell us some other tale of the old days. A tale about elves, before the fading time. I would dearly like to hear more about elves. The dark seems to press round so close.
I will tell you the tale of Beren and Lúthien in brief, for it is a long tale of which the end is not known. And there are none now except Elrond that remember it aright as it was told of old. Lúthien was the daughter of Thingol, the king of the elves upon Middle-earth when the world was young. And she was the fairest maiden that has ever been among all the children of the world, as the stars above the mist of the northern lands was her loveliness, and in her face was a shining light. Now, Beren was a mortal man who came once to the hidden kingdom of Thingol, and there he beheld Lúthien singing and dancing in a glade of the forest of Meldoreth, and he named her Tinúviel, that is, nightingale in the language of old. Many sorrows befell them afterwards, and they were parted long. Tinúviel rescued Beren from the dungeons of Sauron, and together they passed through great danger. Yet, at the last, Beren was slain and died in the arms of Tinúviel. But she chose mortality and to die from this world so that she might follow him. And it is sung that they met again beyond the sundering seas, and after a brief time walking alive once more in the green woods, together they passed long ago beyond the confines of this world. So it is that Lúthien Tinúviel, alone of the elf kindred, has died indeed and left the world. And they have lost her whom they most loved.
Look, the moon is rising. It must be getting late.
I don't know why, Mr. Strider, but I'm afraid.
Keep close to the fire, with your faces outward. Get some of the longer sticks in your hands.
Why? What is it?
Shh!
What's that?
One ring rule them all. One ring to bind them. One ring to bring them all. And in the darkness bind them. Put on the ring. Put on the ring.
The ring?
Mr. Frodo, where are you? Where have you gone?
I see you now. I see you.
The ring!
No!
Ah!
Oh, Elbereth! Gil-tanya!
Have they gone?
Yes, Merry, but not for long, I fear. There were only five of them. Why were they not all here? I don't know. But I do not think they expected to be resisted.
What have they done to Mr. Frodo?
He is wounded, Sam. I fear they believe that wound will subdue him to their will. We shall see. Don't despair. You must trust me now. Your Frodo is made of sterner stuff than I guessed, so Gandalf hinted that it might prove so. He is not slain, and I think he will resist the evil power of the wound longer than his enemies expect.
Where is the Pale King? I saw him. I saw all of them. I saw their helms of silver and their swords of steel. I saw their pale faces.
over there. Yeah. A cloak.
I'll fetch it, Mr. Yeah.
Ah, it's his! It's his!
Let me see. Yes, look. Here's where Frodo's sword went in, but a cut in the cloak is the only hurt that it did to this enemy, I fear. For the sword itself is unharmed, and all blades perish that pierce that dreadful king. More deadly to him was the name of Elbereth Gilthoniel, the Star Queen of old. And more deadly to Frodo was this.
Whose knife is that, Mr. Strider?
I believe it belongs to the one who attacked Frodo. It was this knife that gave him the wound. Ah, and its point has been broken off.
Mr. Strider, look! The blade! It's melting.
Yes. It is an evil and a cursed weapon. And few have the skill in healing wounds that that makes. Frodo. Frodo, we must go at once. We are in great peril here. And we can hardly meet greater danger wherever we go.
Yes.
The travellers started off in a southerly direction and made their way slowly and cautiously. But there was no sign of the riders. For days, they struggled on. And with each day that passed, Frodo's pain worsened.
It's no good. We can't go any further. I'm afraid this has been too much for Frodo. I'm dreadfully anxious about him. What are we to do? Do you think they will be able to heal him in Rivendell, if we ever get there?
We shall see, Mary. It's chiefly because of Frodo's wound that I'm so anxious to press on. But I agree, we can go no further today.
But what is the matter with my master? His wound was small, and it's already closed. And there's nothing to be seen but a cold white mark on his shoulder.
Frodo has been touched by the weapons of the enemy, and there is some poison or evil at work that is beyond my skill to drive out. But don't give up hope, Sam.
But how long is it going to take us to get to Rivendell if we keep on trying to get through these pathless hills?
You're right, Pippin. Tomorrow, we must make for the road again, whatever danger may beset us. The road is our only way to the ford.
Back on the road, they saw no sign of any other travellers. There being, now, no other possible course for them to take, they trod the road as fast as they could. As the shadows of early evening lengthened, a cold wind flowed down to meet them from the mountains ahead. Suddenly, they heard a sound that brought fear back into their hearts.
A horse! Quick, get off the road!
Now then, Bill, don't go throwing Mr. Frodo off.
Bill? Who's Bill, Sam?
Why, it's the pony, sir. I named him after his old master, Bill Fernie. Well, perhaps I have insulted the poor creature.
Quiet! Get down!
That doesn't sound like a Black Rider's horse.
No, but we shall see. It's a white horse. Why, it's Glorfindel. Glorfindel! Glorfindel! Wait!
I never do it, Donatan. My governor.
It's an elf. So that's an elf.
It's all right. It's quite safe. This is Glorfindel, who lives in the house of Elrond Halfelven at Rivendell.
Helen Sila Lumen, Nomenti Elvo.
Helen, well met at last, Frodo. I was sent from Rivendell to look for you. We feared that you were in danger upon the road.
Ah, then Gandalf has reached Rivendell.
No, he had not when I departed, but that was several days ago. No, we learned that the Nine were abroad and that you were astray, bearing a great burden without guidance. But come, there is no time for further news. There are five riders behind us, and where the other four may be, I do not know. I fear that we may find the ford is already held against us, but we must risk the peril and go on.
Look, my master is sick and wounded. He can't go on riding after nightfall. He needs rest.
Frodo has been wounded by a very evil weapon, Glorfindel.
Then he shall ride my horse. His pace is light and smooth, and if danger presses too near, he will bear him away at a speed that even the black steeds of the enemy cannot rival.
No, he will not. I shall not ride him if I am to be carried off to Rivendell or anywhere else, leaving my friends behind in danger.
I doubt very much if your friends would be in danger if you were not with them. It is you, Frodo, and that which you bear that brings us all into danger.
Yes.
fort of Bruinan is before us now, and our peril is at its greatest. For my heart warns me that the pursuit is now swift behind us, and other dangers may be waiting at the ford.
I'm too tired to care about any dangers. We can't go on much further.
My dear hobbits, we must. Come on. It won't be long now, Mr. Frodo, sir.
Oh, behind us, sir. Look!
Fly, Frodo. Fly. The enemy is upon us. Ride forward, Frodo. Ride.
They are holding him with their will, Glorfindel.
Ride on. Ride on. Norolim. Norolim, Asphaloth.
Hideous dream. Where am I? Where am I? What is the time?
In the house of Elrond, and it is 10 o'clock in the morning.
Gandalf?
Yes, I am here. And you're lucky to be here, too, after all the absurd things you've done since you left home.
Where's Sam? And are the others all right?
Yes, they're all safe and sound. Sam was here until I sent him off to get some rest about half an hour ago.
What happened at the ford? It all seemed so dim somehow. It still does.
Yes, it would. You were beginning to fade. The wound which you received on Weathertop was overcoming you at last. A few more hours and you would have been beyond our aid. If only you had held out, not slipped the ring on your finger.
Huh? How do you know that?
You've talked long in your sleep, Frodo. Don't worry. Though I said absurd just now, I didn't mean it. I think well of you and the others. It's no small feat to have come so far and through such dangers, still bearing the ring.
We should never have done it without Strider. Oh, but we needed you. I did not know what to do without you.
I was delayed, and that nearly proved our ruin. Yet, I'm not sure. It may have been better so.
I wish you would tell me what happened. Why were you delayed?
You will soon hear all you wish to know. We shall have a council as soon as you're well enough. At the moment, I will only say that I was held captive.
You?
Yes, I. Gandalf the Grey. There are many powers in the world, for good or for evil. Some are greater than I am. Against some I have not yet been measured. But my time is coming. The Morgul Lord and his Black Riders have come forth. War is preparing.
Then you knew of the Riders already, before I met them?
Yes, I knew of them. The Black Riders are the Ringwraiths I once spoke to you of. The 9 servants of the Lord of the Rings. But I did not know that they had arisen again, or I should have fled with you at once. For the moment, we have been saved from disaster by Aragorn.
Yes. Yes, it was Strider that saved us. I've become very fond of him. Well, fond is not quite the right word. I mean he's dear to me, though he is strange and grim at times. In fact, he reminds me often of you.
There are few left in Middle-earth like Aragorn, son of Arathorn. The race of the kings from over the sea is nearly at an end.
Huh?
Yes, it may be that this War of the Ring will be their last adventure.
Do Do you really mean that Strider is one of the people of the old kings? I thought they'd all vanished long ago. I thought he was only a ranger.
Only a ranger? My dear Frodo, that is just what the rangers are. The last remnant in the north of the great people, the men of the west. They've helped me before, and I shall need their help in the days to come. We have reached Rivendell, but the ring is not yet at rest.
No, I suppose not. But I hope I shan't have to go any further. I have had a month of exile and adventure, and I find that has been as much as I want.
Now, how do the side and shoulder feel?
Well, I can move my arm again a little. It's coming back to life. It is no longer cold.
Good. Elrond has cured you. He had tended you for days, ever since you were brought in.
But days?
Well, 4 nights and 3 days, to be exact. We've been terribly anxious. They tried to pierce your heart with a Morgul knife. If they'd succeeded, you would have become a wraith, like them, only weaker, under the dominion of the Dark Lord Sauron. A splinter from the knife was deeply bedded in your side and working inwards. But Elrond removed it. Don't be alarmed. It's gone now.
What about Rivendell and the elves? Is it safe here?
Until all else is conquered. There is a power here to withstand the might of Mordor for a while. And elsewhere, other powers still dwell.
And the Black Riders? Were they drowned in the flood?
No. Their horses must have perished, and without them they are crippled. But the Ringwraiths themselves cannot be so easily destroyed.
But we are safe now.
Yes, yes. You are all safe for the present. Soon there will be feasting and merrymaking to celebrate the victory at the Ford of Bruinen. And you will all be there in places of honour.
Oh, splendid. It is wonderful that Elrond and Glorfindel and such great lords, not to mention Strider, should take so much trouble and show me so much kindness.
Well, there are many reasons why they should. I am one reason. The ring is another. You are the ring bearer, and you are the heir of Bilbo, the ring finder.
Oh, dear Bilbo. I wonder where he is. I wish he was here and could hear all about it. It would have made him laugh.
You miss Bilbo greatly, do you not?
Yes. I would rather see him than all the towers and palaces in the world.